All right, it's time to bring in Mike Causey and a check on sports. Mr. Causey, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. But you have to pick them this week.
I know, because they're on Monday night.
You can't avoid it.
Can't. That's exactly right. I must face my greatest fear on Monday morning.
So it's, what is it, a battle of the one and nines?
I don't
one
know.
One and eight, well, whatever they are.
You couldn't have a worse Monday night football game.
Used to be a good one. I went to one in 1990 where the place was sold out, and it was a huge game, and both teams were undefeated going in. The week before, they both lost. I think they were both 10-1 when they played, and San Francisco beat them 7-3 on a Monday night, and Ronnie Lott ended the game with a sack on Phil Sims, which was a beautiful way to end it. So, yeah, a lot's changed in 20 years.
A lot. That's all we can say.
From the penthouse to both of them to the outhouse.
Well, or else the other house, but we can't say
that. That's the outhouse.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right.
The half moon house.
So now, where are we going to start here?
Might as well get the game out of the way for tonight.
Who's playing?
Carolina's at Pittsburgh.
Carolina's at Pittsburgh. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
That's what I got written down already, yeah, too. So we're both on the same, yeah, sinking ship tonight.
That's exactly right.
There's nothing in the I can't say that, but both teams are in the East, so that put me in a conundrum this morning.
Yeah.
Only the eastern end of the litter box had something in it, so I gave away my secrets of how I pick it.
All right. So now where else do we want to go in sports?
Not a lot going on last night. It was a good hockey game with Pittsburgh and Washington. A real nail-biter, 2-1. Both teams played very well, and both of these teams hate each other. And Washington came up on top 2-1, and defending champions put a notch in their belt this year so far against Pittsburgh. I guess the Mets GM has nothing else to do. He's saying Tebow's going to be a AAA to start the year. And the only interesting thing about that is, guess whose Tebow agent was?
He was.
Mr. McGillicuddy, yeah. Right. That's what I'm going to call him from now on, Mr. McGillicuddy.
There's got to be some sort of rule
he had to release them now. They can't be under his care.
But Mike, when you leave government, okay, you sign a thing where you can't go into a certain private industry that you've dealt with for like a year or 2 years, something. He shouldn't just be able to do what he did, which switch from being a player's agent to being a general manager, and especially having the players on the team. It's just,
well, I think that it's okay here because who's the big players that the Mets going to sign?
Yeah, I guess
they aren't.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not like there's any collusion there. So I don't know. I know what you're saying. I think it's comparing apples to oranges. I think it's totally different. But, I mean, it still doesn't deny the fact that this guy doesn't know what the heck he's doing.
All right. Dez Bryant signs with the Saints.
Yeah, let's see what happens with the Saints there. I mean, I don't know. If you're cancer-free, you don't get a vial of cancer and inject it into your system, do you?
No.
That's what the Saints just did.
I can't wait.
Dez Bryant's a cancer.
They're going to play the Cowboys pretty soon. That should be interesting.
I don't care if they're playing the Giants. Why would you get this guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would you get? You just beat the Rams. You just beat the team that was the only undefeated team in the league, and you beat them up pretty good. I don't think you need anybody else to really help you. Like, I don't know. I didn't check to see if any big receivers went down this weekend for him. If that's the case, I'm sure that there's more out there than Dez Bryant. Yeah. I mean, this guy, how many balls does he drop when he used to play for the Cowboys? How many routes does he run wrong? What do you think? He went to get he got hypnotized and he thinks he's Jerry Rice now? This is Dez Bryant we're talking about. I don't know. Time will tell, but I think the Saints made a right when they should have made a left.
All right. Dez Bryant. What else? There's not much else.
Looking at it, it says they took him for depth insurance.
That means
maybe they needed somebody to line the helmets up on the sideline. Maybe they'll do that.
If that's the case, then I definitely think they've got an injury they're hiding. Because they've got pretty good depth. So I mean, they've never needed.
Hell, they had some guy the other day. They said he caught one pass all year, and I think he went nuts on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So there's got to be something disguised there. There really does, because it just really doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
Like I said, I mean, if I were the Saints, I'd sooner take a shot on Tim Tebow than Dez Bryant.
You should have to talk to Tebow's agent first.
Yeah. I wonder if he's his agent in football still.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I mean, well, I'll stop prejudging. It just didn't seem right to me, that's all.
I'm not going to stop prejudging. We said that Aaron Boone was a bad hire and he'd made mistakes that may have cost the Yankees going further in the postseason. And it's not just at the end of the season, it's the way he handled the team throughout the year. Inexperienced people in the position of authority, their exposure is going to come out. And Boone was exposed, and you can go anywhere else where you want. I mean, Cora got lucky because he didn't have to go to his bullpen in the World Series. The Dodgers were that bad, or else he would have been exposed. I mean, and this guy with the Mets is going to be exposed, but he's going to be exposed, but the people that are going to take the fall are going to be the Wilpons again, because everybody's going to say, well, they're not spending any money. Did you see yesterday where they say Harper and Machado are thinking about asking for billion-dollar contracts? Billion. If that ever happens, I won't watch another baseball game for as long as I live. Billion. You got two absolute bow-wow players that are overrated, have a lousy work ethic, and you're going to give these guys $1 billion to play baseball? I got to draw the line. $1 billion, people.
Just remember, the Mets, who was that player that they just finished off paying 2 years ago?
He had Bobby Bonilla.
That
wasn't no $1 billion.
No, and he was out of baseball for, I think the Mets paid him for 6 years.
No, they paid him for a hell of a lot longer than that.
After he was out of baseball? Yeah, I know it was a long...
He's been out of baseball since, at the latest, the early 2000s.
But and they just finished paying him off, what, a couple of years ago? It just doesn't make sense.
But, you know, you can't blame Bonilla because he didn't... It wasn't an extravagant contract. It was a long contract. Right. And the Mets agreed to it. So you can't blame Bonilla for that. And in today's terms, I think it was only $1 million that he was getting. And $1 million in today's terms is really not much. So Bobby Bonilla's last year in the major leagues was 2001. But he hadn't played for the Mets since 1995.
Yeah.
So you're looking at at least 20 years down the road, he was still getting paid by the Mets.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing.
Well, you know, you give him credit for it and just say how stupid the Mets were.
Well, like I said, you can't, hey, if they're going to give it to you, take it.
You got to take it. You got to, I mean, I don't blame any athlete asking for what they're asking for. I mean, I don't even blame these two guys asking for what they're asking for. If somebody's dumb enough to give it to you, you got to take it.
Yeah.
$1 billion to play baseball. How many more? What kind of contract are they going to give them?
I mean,
even if they get paid $50 million a year, okay, that's 20 years to accrue $1 billion.
Yeah.
They're not playing for 20 years.
Yeah.
And the way that Machado played in the postseason and the way that Harper's played the last 3 years, why would you even entertain giving them a pay raise?
Yeah.
They should be looking at a little bit of a pay cut. And you know what? What they want and what you want to offer are two different things. If nobody offers it and somebody comes in at a low offer, you're either going to sit on the sidelines, you're going to take it. Let them make the decision. Don't come to them. Let them come to you. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, with that being said,
I mean, right, when we fight my contract every year.
That's right. That's right. We haggle over it terrible.
There we go. You want a quarter or you want 5 nickels? Which one do you want?
Or do you want to keep betting for pizza?
There you go.
That's right.
Where are we with that? Who owes who what?
I think it evened out after that last big bet where we doubled up and everything. I think it set us off at an even.
We'll find something else dumb to bet on.
That's exactly right.
We could go on who has the, after this weekend, who has the worst record in football. We could do that.
All right, we'll figure something out.
All right, guys.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.